It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning across the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. At Scott Bertram on Twitter. Find the show, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Steve Doolin joining us, professor and licensed attorney and frequent Steve Gruber Show guest. Steve, thanks so much for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. School's about to begin. We got classes in session on Wednesday here at Hillsdale. Kids across the state, kids across the country headed back to school. And that means falls around the corner, cooler temperatures, football on Saturday and Sunday. So I look forward and see that, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Excellent.
Good. Couple of stories.
And hunting season's coming.
I'm not a hunter, so it's just not on my radar screen. But yes, that's coming up too. Couple of stories to kick around with you. I saw this earlier in the week. Gun sales spike after mass shootings in various places. You have firearm background check data from the FBI telling us gun sales are up in Texas, Illinois, and New York. In New York, firearm background checks rose 54% from May to June. In Texas, background checks are up 17%. In Illinois, background checks up 4%. I imagine this is not it's not unusual overall when you look at the trend, and I also imagine it's not unusual after tragedies that people think maybe it's a good idea that I know how to protect myself.
You're exactly right. Yeah, in fact, the old joke was that Obama was the best gun salesman
right.
in history. the data supports that. So it's whenever there's an attempt to confiscate, sales go up. Whenever there's a tragedy, sales go up. Whenever there is a loosening of a law, sales go up. So, you know, we just had the Bruin case come down. Mm-hmm. From the U.S. Supreme Court this past cycle, and partly I think it's just awareness. People, I talk to people a lot who say, oh, I'm planning to get a gun, and then a year or two later you have a conversation with them and they say the same thing, I'm planning to get a gun. So for a lot of folks, they've been sort of, it's on the back burner, and then they need an awareness trigger, I think, and that causes some of it too.
Also seeing this week a story about Smith & Wesson's CEO, who released a statement this week accusing politicians for the recent surge in violence and lawlessness. This is a Smith & Wesson CEO. What did he say, and what's the fallout here?
I'm not sure what the fallout's going to be, because that's a pretty commonly held belief among gun owners already.
Sure.
So he's kind of preaching to the choir. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of negative for somebody in his job position, his career path, to say something like that. What he's talking about is the fact that generally, the more gun control there is, the more violent crime there is. Because not surprisingly, criminals simply disregard gun control laws, whereas law-abiding citizens whose only involvement in a shooting incident is probably going to be lawful self-defense, those are the folks who obey the gun control laws. This is, you know, when you actually look at the trends and you look at the numbers and the history of gun control, you realize it's a failed policy of the past. It causes more problems than it purports to solve. And, he's pretty much just stating the obvious to a lot of people.
And it can't be a surprise that a CEO of a gun company like Smith & Wesson might, lash out, but might be critical of politicians who are trying to put him out of business, whether through various laws or changing the liability standards or just blaming him for the violence that we see in cities across the country.
Well, and that's exactly right. You know, there's a law called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Firearms Act that was put into place years ago specifically to protect the gun industry from being sued out of existence,
right?
Which was the stated goal of some of the same lawyers who sued Big Tobacco almost out of business. The only reason the cigarette companies survived is because their product is addictive and you have to keep buying it. But if they use the same tactics on guns, which last several human lifetimes once you buy them, and have a much lower profit margin. I mean, it's actually kind of scary. There is no such thing as sort of big firearms in the same way that there's big tobacco or big oil or big pharma, because of the fact that the profit margins are super low for guns. And it wouldn't take that much to sue the gun industry out of business. And these guns have been demonized by wrong-thinking politicians for generations. So, yeah, he's in a job where every day he's being persecuted. His workers' livelihood is being threatened by government officials. It's a fact.
I mean, this is his job. His job is to represent his company. His job is to increase profits for his company. His job is to protect the jobs of other people who work for Smith & Wesson. And at some point, there's opportunities to push back a little bit. And that's all this seems to be to me.
Exactly. I kind of shrugged and said, yep, when I read the quote. Nothing new there.
Yes. Steve Doolin with us frequently here on the Steve Gruber Show, a professor and licensed attorney. Always good to hear your voice, Steve. Appreciate it. And you'll be back with Mr. Gruber next week. No worries.
Thanks, Scott. Great talking to you.
Appreciate it. Steve Doolin there on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate the challenges, the Michigan Chamber's here for you. Thousands of members, they have experience no matter what you're trying to do. The smart money is on the Michigan Chamber. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. Once again, MIChamber.com. Coming back to Emily Jasinski, just after the bottom of the hour from The Federalist, to talk about that new documentary, Cartel Country, which is available now. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.